It is very good to see all of you here tonight. We have come a long way. Holy Thursday night, yesterday, Good Friday, we tried to celebrate that with everything we had. And then here we are at the culmination of these three holy days, this sacred triduum, this Easter vigil tonight. And I also, most especially what I want to do is welcome our guests who may not be familiar with being here at Our Mother's Sorrows. So welcome to all of you. We are very happy to have you, that you decided to celebrate this awesome evening, this awesome night with all of us. And there's a story I'd like to begin with, if I may, that I read quite a while ago, and it kind of fascinated me. And I would like to share it with all of you here tonight as I begin. It's a story, a true story, of a conductor who was invited to do a two-semester course on music performance in one of the major conservatories in our country today. But when he got through the first couple classes, he realized that his students were in constant anxiety over their grades. Their concern was for their grades, not for the quality of their music. And so he made a very, very bold announcement. And he said, everybody in the course now gets an A. And I have only one requirement for you to do to be able to get the A in your course. He said, during the next 2 weeks, I want you to write a letter dated next May, which begins with the words, I got my A because, and in this letter you are to tell me in as much detail as you can the story of what's going to happen to you by next May that is in line with this extraordinary grade that you're going to receive. The conductor went on to say that you should place yourself in the future looking back at this course. And you should report any milestones, insights, accomplishments as if they have already occurred. You're not allowed to use the word I hope or I intend. And then he went on to say, I especially am interested in the person that you will have become by next May. I'm especially interested in that person who will have done all she wished to do to become everything he wanted to be. And the grades worked. The students, freed from the pressure to perform, just performed. Freed from the fear of failure, they made mistakes, but they learned from their mistakes. Freed from judgment, they just thought the quality of their music. And indeed, beautiful music it was. One student turned in her letter that was required in September, and in part, here's what she wrote. I have become a new person. I used to be so negative before trying. Now I find myself a happier person. I couldn't accept my mistakes about a year ago, but now I enjoy making mistakes and really learn from my mistakes. In my playing, I have more depth than before. I used to play just notes, but now I found out the real meaning of every piece. I play with more imagination. I believe in myself that I can do everything. So tonight, folks, let me ask you for a moment to imagine that Jesus is our conductor, and he is here. And I want you to imagine that you got an A. Eternal life is yours, if you wish, right here and right now. And he wants you to write a letter. Now, he wants you to write this letter, placing yourself in the future, looking back at your life. And your letter should begin like this. Since I now have my A, this is what I have become. You don't have to do anything to earn any of these things from God. You're free to make any different mistakes that you may be able to make, mistakes that you can, you just learn from your mistakes. What God really wants to do more than anything is for you to allow Him to love you into becoming a new person. So, now that you've got your A, what's your plan? Now that you know that you're loved like this, what's your plan? Now that you know that you're accepted and cherished by God like this, what's your plan? In your letter, you're allowed to talk about any accomplishments, any goals, any milestones, any insights, as if they have already occurred. But what God wants to know more than anything is the kind of person that you are going to become because you already got your A. Brothers and sisters, because of the Paschal mystery of Jesus Christ, His passion, His death, and His resurrection, you got an A. Eternal life is yours. Not because of anything you have done. Not because of anything you have earned. It is a complete, total, free gift from God. You got the A. And everything that we do here tonight is meant for you to be able to grasp that simple truth. From the scriptures that you heard, the water, the oil, the bread and the wine that we are going to use, all those things are meant to remind you that you already have your A. Eternal life is yours. They are to grace you so you can become the wonderful person, do wonderful things that God longs for you to do. Not just to live, but to live with purpose. To live with imagination, to live with meaning in your life. And I hope in some way, I'm just hoping that you're grasping what I'm trying to say to you tonight, that eternal life is really yours as you sit here tonight. And now what possibilities are you going to do with your life because it's already yours? And so you maybe grasp the meaning of what I'm trying to say to you tonight. I want to share with you another little story, real quick one. And I'm sure most of you have heard of Maya Angelou somewhere along the way in your life, the great poet Maya Angelou. And she tells a story one time of her rediscovering God in her life as a young adult. And she says this: in my 20s in San Francisco, I became a sophisticate and an acting agnostic. It wasn't that I stopped believing in God. It's just that God didn't seem to be around the neighborhoods that I frequented in those days. One day, my voice teacher asked me to read a passage from a book, a selection ending in the words, "God loves me." I read it again, closed the book, and my teacher said, "Read it again." I pointedly opened the book and I sarcastically read, "God loves me." He said, "Read it again." And after the seventh repetition, I began to sense that there just might be a truth in that statement. That there was a possibility that God really did love me. Me, Maya Angelou. I suddenly began to cry at the grandness of it all. I knew that if God loved me, then I could do awesome and wonderful things. I could try great things, learn anything, achieve anything. For what could stand against me and God? That thought humbled me, melted my bones, closed my ears, makes my teeth rock loosely in their gums, and they set me free. He cares for you that much. He loves you that much. Folks, you and I, all of us, tonight as we sit here, we get an A. And now we are invited to do awesome and wonderful things, not worrying about the mistakes. They don't matter. We learn from them what wonderful possibilities we are called to. So I'd like for a moment, if we could, I'm going to ask you a moment to close your eyes. And we're going to do the same thing that that conductor did to Maya Angelou. And our conductor, Jesus Christ, is here with us right now. And I'm going to ask you to whisper to yourself, as I invite you to do that, to say to yourself out loud, God loves me. Nobody else is going to be paying attention to you. They'll be paying attention to themselves. And just to whisper those gentle words to yourself. And so can I now invite you to close your eyes? And whisper quietly to yourself, God loves me. Say it again. God loves me. Folks, everybody gets an A. Let's say it again. Unconditionally. Let's say it again. No matter what happens, no matter the mistakes that I may make, let's say it again. Let's say it again. Could it possibly be true? Me? Let's say it again. No matter what I've done, no matter how I failed, no matter what challenges or difficulties, it's true. Let's say it again. One more time. Can I begin to sense that there just might be truth in that statement? That there is the possibility that God really loves me. Can I even suddenly cry at the grandness of it all? Wow. Just as I am, God loves me. I can do awesome and wonderful things. I can try great things, learn anything, achieve anything. But what could stand against me and God? That thought humbles me, melts my bones, closes my ears, makes my teeth rock loosely in their gum. It sets me free. Let's say it one more time. This love, who loves you like that, He's risen, and he is here.